This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I've been feeling a little bit socially drained. My social battery is definitely running lower, and I've been discussing this amongst my friends, and it definitely is a common theme for right now. Sometimes it happens because we say yes to too many things. We don't give ourselves grace. We don't give ourselves that downtime to recharge. But therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I personally am an active user of therapy, as you guys know. It has really allowed me to gain coping skills, how to set clear boundaries, and also empowers me to be that best version of myself and to surround myself with people who fit that narrative. And if I find myself in a situation where I don't feel comfortable, I'm anxious, etc., I know how to cope and deal with it and navigate it thanks to therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is a great place to start. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get it matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you have to date around with your therapist, and I know it can be really intimidating to sit in the waiting room, which is why I love online therapy. I've always done therapy online, and it's personally what works best for me and my schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Alana to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Festival season is here, you guys, and what better way to dress for festival season than with Tecovas boots? Tecovas is all about the boots, and it's your stop for festival style this season. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They also have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. If you are a cowboy boot wearer, you will know. Or any boot wearer, you would know that it's really hard to break them in. And with Tecovas, you do not have that issue. It is really hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. With regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Thank you, Tecovas, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Lana, and it's time for our monthly Ask Lan advice column. I just grabbed a bunch of questions that you guys have asked me over the past month on Instagram stories, and I've consolidated them together. It's everything from making friends, working out, being single, breakups, relationships, you know, the usual gist of things. A few housekeeping things before we get into the bulk of the episode. YouTube vlogs are back. I know I've said this a million one times before, but I started posting again last week. I have a new vlog going on Wednesday. I'm going to really try and make Wednesdays my upload day, and I'm going to try to be as consistent as possible. I don't know why I'm so avoidant of YouTube when I do love it so much, and it's the platform I've always wanted to be on, so I don't know why I avoid it so much, but I do love it. My vlogs are definitely more like homebody, comfort style vlogs. Nothing too extreme is happening in them. So if that's your vibe, go head over to my YouTube channel and check that out. However, this week's episode will be more of a travel vlog. It's my footage from LA that I'm going to put together for you guys. And then after that, it will be just normal vlogs. And I'll add different themes and things, but I'm really excited to get to talk to you guys and film and leverage that platform again. But let's talk about my current faves. I am currently obsessed with being dating app free. I fully deleted my Hinge profile, not just like paused it and deleted the app. I fully deleted it. I deactivated any other apps that I was on. And I feel like I have so much more space in my head, and there's not this pressure, whether it was like subconscious or conscious pressure, to date and to find someone and to meet someone. I'm kind of just in this mental phase where if it happens, it happens. If I meet someone, I'll meet them in person or through someone, or it will happen in a more organic setting. I just really needed a full cleanse from the dating apps. They weren't serving me. And if you are feeling anywhere similar to me, then do it. Delete your apps. There's nothing wrong with it. You are still capable of meeting people in person. It is very possible. It is something that can still happen in this day and age. I know it may feel like it can't, but if you put yourself out there, you might surprise yourself. You really might surprise yourself. So I recommend, I've been leaving my phone on loud, and I have been not wearing my Apple Watch. That's another fave. I think I discussed this last week, but I'm wearing it right now, but I actually prefer not wearing it anymore. When I go out at night, like, I'm not wearing it. I don't really care to wear it all the time. I'm not like super caught up with the stats anymore, which I think is also really important and is a really healthy progression in terms of my relationship with my body and fitness and health overall. I definitely was a bit obsessive with that for a while. And you know what? I came to terms that a workout is a workout. Me moving my body is still me moving my body. I do not need a device to track every waking moment. And it's also really nice to be able to be disconnected from my phone if it's in my pocket or my purse or down on a counter. When I wear my Apple Watch, I always get notifications on my wrist. It makes me want to check my phone when I'm out. I always know exactly when someone is texting me, which does have its pros, but I really have just needed to unplug and detach. And I encourage you to maybe try that out as well. That kind of brings me into my next and last current fave, but I really have just been prioritizing taking care of myself and my home and really just protecting my peace. I feel like for so long I was just like kind of half-assing that, and I really discovered that I needed to prioritize this and how much better I feel mentally and physically when I'm truthfully prioritizing these things. So if you feel like you've been in a funk or something has just been off, I encourage you to really put taking care of yourself and your home and your space and protecting your peace a little more seriously. Like, treat it like an assignment, treat it like a job, really do prioritize it. And I think that will really do some good for you. I really do think so. But those are my current faves. If you're struggling to put on muscle or eat enough protein every day, you essentially really need your essential amino acids, which can be found in Keon Aminos. You guys know we did a whole episode on essential amino acids and the benefits of having them, and I've been loving taking them ever since, and so has my dad. He's really loving it. I convinced him. He's been playing with it and is really seeing and feeling a difference. Keon Aminos has all 9 essential amino acids, whereas BCAAs only have 3 and some other brands only have 8. And on top of having all 9, they're in the ideal ratios proven by over 20 years of research. They have a transparent formula and have the exact amounts of each essential amino acids given, which is really, really important. I love transparency about my supplements because you never know sometimes. But with Keon, you're getting just that. It helps you build muscle better and faster than just protein. It's also absorbed and utilized easier. If you want to try out Keon Aminos, you can go to getkeon.com/morningray to save 20% off. That's getkeon.com/morningray. Thank you, Keon, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. We are going to get into the bulk of the episode now and answer your questions. So I pulled these from Instagram. I do weekly Q&As on my Instagram stories on Mondays. So if you aren't following me on Instagram already, make sure you're following at Alana Bloomberg. I answer them on stories. I do that weekly. So if you want more of this, definitely go follow and participate in there. Everything stays anonymous. Oh my God, I can never say this word. Anonymous. Everything stays anonymous. No one will know that it's you asking the question. Only I see the handle on the back end. So everything is kept private. No one will know. You can ask me anything and everything, and I will do my best to provide some advice and answer. Just so you guys know, this is not the right or wrong way. It's just my perspective based on what you have given me in terms of the question. I don't know your story. I don't know your life. Take or leave my advice as you will, but that's just my little disclaimer. So the first question is how to meet friends as a self-employed work from home girly. It definitely is a bit more challenging and you definitely have to be more proactive if this is your situation, or even if you are a work from home girl or guy or whoever and you work for a company. I find that encouraging myself to leave home and to work from a cafe occasionally really helps. Also, going and doing activities in the city and not being afraid to introduce myself to people that I see frequenting the same spots I am. So for example, say you always do like the 7 a.m. Pilates class at the studio and you see the same girls, like, why don't you introduce yourself? Like, be like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I see you come to the same class as me. We should grab a coffee after some time or something like that. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself. I know it's scary as an introverted, shyer, socially anxious girl. I get it, but it might surprise you, and you can't expect to be able to meet people and to have friends and build friendships if you aren't opening that door, if you aren't putting yourself out there. So don't be afraid to introduce yourself. I think body language is also so important. If you are constantly like closed off when you're in public, arms crossed across your chest, headphones constantly in, like really just closed off energy, of course no one's going to approach you because your energy is saying don't fucking talk to me. But if you are open and unplugged and smiling and making eye contact with people, like, you'll be surprised what sort of interactions will happen. But that's like one way. You could also download Bumble and use Bumble Friends. I know a lot of girls who have used this and have made good friends from that, so that's an option. It really only takes one friend, because I'm telling you, that person knows other people that they'll introduce you to, and then you could have a whole slew of friends. So really just don't be afraid to introduce yourself and kind of treat friendships like dating. Like, you can go on friend dates and see if you vibe and go from there. But those are just my little tips and tricks. I find really like working in a cafe or taking myself out of my home, choosing to do things that are a bit out of my comfort zone, like going to a new bar or workout class or going to a social or activity or something like that, can really increase the chances of you interacting with someone who you might vibe with. How do you balance working out and eating a balanced diet? I would say I'm at a point where I feel like I have a pretty healthy relationship with my body, with exercise, with food in general, and I move and eat pretty intuitively. I've learned how to really listen to my hunger cues. So eating when I get hungry, but also knowing when I'm actually full and satisfied, not under eating, not overeating, and while still trying to eat pretty healthily and get nutrients, I try to prioritize protein in every single meal. If I haven't had vegetables or fruit yet in my meal that day, like say breakfast and lunch, I don't really have fruits or veggies, I'll try to incorporate that into dinner, whether it's like cooked veggies or a salad of some sort. I really don't think too strategically about my diet. I just eat very intuitively and I try not to restrict myself from anything. If I'm craving pasta, I will have pasta. If I'm craving a burger, I'll have a burger. If I really want a salad, I will have a salad. If I'm craving a sweet treat, like for example, last week I was craving Cadbury mini eggs, I'll go and get the Cadbury mini eggs. I drink a lot of water. I try to eat mostly whole foods. I try to eat as much of my food at home as possible. If I'm ordering out or getting takeout, I try to make healthy decisions most of the time because I do want to feel good and look good and support my training and workouts, etc. I do think everything in moderation is what is healthy. Too much of anything isn't good. In terms of working out, I really just try to listen to what my body is craving while still having that self-discipline, like knowing when I'm being lazy versus when my body actually needs a break and needs a rest day. I like to have a lot of diversity in my workouts. As you guys know, I love cross training, so I'm always incorporating a variety of different methods of movement, whether it's walking, running, lifting at the gym, doing a hot Pilates class, doing a reformer Pilates class, taking a HIIT class. I really try to like keep it interesting and do what I know is going to make me feel really good. Like when I was emotionally really exhausted and tired, I did a lot of Pilates because that's what my body needed. And I also wanted to be in a dark room at Jaybird, and that's like what I needed in that moment. Sometimes I need to run more. Like I just really try to be intuitive with my movement and my eating, and it doesn't look the same every day. It doesn't look the same week over week. I try to be as consistent as possible. There are certain things I try to do every week. Like I try to do at least 2 strength training days. I try to do Pilates at least twice a week. I try to have like a cardio or HIIT in there as well. That kind of is what has worked for me really well lately. And I feel like it's a consistent enough of a routine that I feel consistent in what I'm doing, and I can see progress and I can feel progress. I can feel myself getting stronger. I can see myself getting more athletic and having a better stamina and endurance and all these things. You guys know that I don't just train for aesthetics. Like, yes, I do have aesthetic goals and a certain way that I want to look and feel in my clothes. But to me, I want to be able to do things and not just be aesthetically fit. I want to be able to run. I want to be able to lift. I want to feel strong. I want to feel empowered. I want to feel healthy. I want to be able to live a long, healthy life and be able to be as mobile and well for as long as possible. And so that is my motive and intention behind working out and eating well. I'm thinking of how do I want my life to play out and how do I want to feel, and what are the things that are going to allow me to be my healthiest self physically but also mentally. So that's how I balance working out and eating a balanced diet. Some days I work out less, some weeks I work out less, sometimes I work out more. It really is just a give and take. It ebbs and flows. Fave workouts, do you still run? I haven't run in probably 4 months now, ever since I got injured back in December. I do want to get back into it. I ran a bit in a HIIT class at Sweat and Tonic last week, and it felt really nice to move my body in that way again. I'm planning on starting in April again to get back into running, and that will be a bit of an adjustment because my workout schedule will change a bit, but I haven't been running. I want to get back into it. I use the Runna Club app. You can use code ALANA for 2 weeks free, but I'm going to do either their post-injury running plan or their back-to-running plan so that I don't increase my mileage too quickly and I have some guidance about what my weeks for running look like in my training and all of that. In terms of fave workouts, I really have been loving Jaybird lately. I try to do 1 mat class a week. I like doing the burn, the build, or the bird. And then I really like the reformer class as well. I do that once a week, and I have seen such amazing changes in my core and just the way that my muscles look, like how my body looks. Obviously, I think that's in combination with my lifting routine and diet and everything, but I really do feel like Pilates has strengthened my core and I feel stronger on the reformer, and I love how low impact it is. I really have been leaning more into low impact and not doing such high intensity workouts all the time. I also really do love the occasional HIIT class, whether it's a Barry's class or Booty HIIT at Sweat and Tonic in Toronto. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. No fuss meals, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. I've heard such amazing things about Factor from my friends, and I've been so excited to try it. Head to factormeals.com/Alana50 and use code Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Alana50 at factormeals.com/Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code HAM, H-A-M, for 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped is changing the way with their MVP, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This is their fifth generation trimmer featuring two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever his heart desires. It also features dual LED spotlights to guide him through the darkest winter debris, navigate his confidence in your delicate areas. Hate seeing a mess in the bathroom? Don't we all? Don't worry, this bad boy is waterproof. He can trim in the shower, in the bath, or apparently in the ocean. Get 20% off and free shipping with code HAM, H-A-M, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code HAM, H-A-M, at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, ladies. Love an occasional spin class. I normally go to Ride for spin. I've also done Spinco, but really like just lifting in the gym, doing like a simple weightlifting plan. My friend and coach Jen Carter makes my plan for me, and I just follow that. I do an upper body lift, a lower body lift, and then I have a full body one. Been doing more full body lately just because I've been a little bit off with my lifting. But yeah, so those are my fave workouts, and that's the update on running. I'm excited to get back into running and doing running content, and I definitely am going to share that journey and experience on YouTube as well. So again, make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel. Been single for 5 years and so tired of using dating apps, but don't know how else to meet guys. I hear you. I literally said at the beginning of this episode that I've been loving being dating app free. Honestly, whenever I have decided that I'm going to delete Hinge, because I have deleted and re-downloaded it so many times, but whenever I have decided to delete Hinge, I feel like so many more in-person opportunities and kind of chaotic, unhinged things happen with my life when it's not on my phone. Dating apps are not the only way to meet people, but I'm also a really strong believer that when you take the pressure off of finding someone and meeting someone and dating and getting into a relationship, that's when you find it. When you put too much pressure on something, it can almost push it away, in my experience. But if you let go and just trust the process and really just encourage yourself to be present in the now and to focus on yourself, don't be closed off. Like, you, that doesn't mean you're going to say no to dates or anything. Like, you can still be open to dating, but it shouldn't be the only thing that you're thinking about or the only motive that you have behind going out with the girls to the bar or whatever. Like, just focus on you, do you, be authentically yourself, and when the time is right, when it's meant to happen, it will happen. I keep telling that to myself. I've never been in a relationship. I've had a lot of situationships. I've gone on a lot of dates. I've really have walked around the block in terms of trying anything and everything, and I'm always my happiest and healthiest and in a better mindset when I'm just trusting the process, when I'm present, when I'm not putting pressure on myself to find someone, when I'm not putting such high expectations on what this partner should be, do, look like, etc. Obviously, have your standards, know what you want, and lean into that, but it shouldn't be the only thing that you are thinking. Also, you being single is the least interesting thing about you. No one is judging you for being single, and if they are, I think you should evaluate, why is this person in your life? There are so many more amazing and valuable things and ways to obtain human connection and love and the fulfillment of a relationship, from platonic things, from a relationship with yourself, from relationships with family, friends, etc. So keep doing you. 5 years is not too long. It's not too short. Just really just like let go. Delete the apps if you feel like they're no longer serving you. There's no have to. If you think about it, our parents didn't have apps to meet each other. People in the past did not have apps to meet each other. They met in person. They met through friends. Just delete the apps. There's no have to. And just do you, and it will happen when it happens. Be open-minded, have open energy about you, and you will attract the right person into your life. I'm a really strong believer of that, and if I can believe it and trust the process, you can too. How to stay strong after a breakup and keep no contact. I think I've become the queen of no contact ever since I've decided to implement that strategy into my life. I want to say like 4 years ago now, three or four years ago. It honestly has made moving on from relationships, no matter the stage or seriousness of them, so much easier, so much healthier, so much better. When you're constantly chatting with this person, hooking up with them, having them involved in your life in some capacity post-breakup, you are not letting the wound heal. You are constantly ripping the bandage off. You are constantly undoing the stitches, and you're just putting yourself back at ground zero. It is not worth it to try to reach out to them. There is a reason you broke up. There's a reason you are no longer with this person. And honestly, what I like to remind myself if I feel the desire to reach out is, am I going to be happy and okay if they don't respond? Am I going to be happy and okay if they respond but I don't get the type of answer that I'm looking for? How am I going to feel if we choose to hook up again? And obviously there are exceptions to the rules here, like people do get back together, but I really am a strong believer that if you broke up for a reason. If you need to mute them on social media, mute them. If you need to unfollow them, unfollow them. If you need to block them, block them. If you need to delete photos or hide photos of you with them, hide them. If you need to delete your conversations with them so that you don't go and scroll and read through them and get upset and feel attached to that, then delete the conversation. Out of sight, out of mind, if you feel a desire to reach out to them, remind yourself of you're probably going to feel worse off if you do message them and not get the response you want. And then message or call a friend instead, being like, hey, I feel the desire to text so-and-so right now. Like, can you please distract me? And I've done that so many times and it helps a lot. And then I think like also when you're ready and when you have really like let yourself feel and work through all the emotions and feelings that you're experiencing from the breakup, I encourage you to just go on a silly little date. Show yourself that there are other fish in the sea, that you are capable of finding what you are looking for, what you need in a relationship, finding a good connection. If like, say this relationship ended for no like terrible reason, like you're still on good terms with this person, that you can find those character traits again. And then also another thing that you can do is grab your notebook or your notes app, and I want you to write two lists. The first list is a list of all the things you disliked about this person and or your relationship. And then the second list is a list of everything that you want and need in a partner and all the things that you want to do that maybe you weren't able to do before. And when you feel the desire to reach out and break no contact, you're going to read these lists and remind yourself of why, because it's really easy to just look back and to think and only remember the good things and to forget about the things that didn't make you feel good or the things that didn't work out well or the things that made you break up. It's really hard. It's really easy to just like overlook that and forget about that and to only focus on the good things. So just read that list, remind yourself, and know your worth, know your value, know that you are deserving of someone who actively chooses you, who wants to be good for you, who wants to satisfy you, who wants to be the partner that you need and look without you having to beg to. You should never have to beg someone to choose you. You should never have to beg someone to treat you the way that you want to be treated. It should just be there. Like, you shouldn't have to beg or chase after it. How should you balance prioritizing yours and your partner's needs? I think if the relationship is a right fit, your needs and wants should be pretty much in a line, which makes it easier to prioritize it. I think relationships are always a give and take. Sometimes you are leaning more on your partner, sometimes they're leaning more on you. But with that said, I think it is important to have boundaries. It's important to have good communication, healthy communication, and to communicate your needs and wants and what you need in support from this person. Communication is so key. If you do not have communication, if you do not have trust with one another in a relationship, I hate to break it to you, but it is not going to work. No matter how much chemistry or romantic or physical attraction there is to that person, if there is no trust and communication at the baseline, it is not going to work. It is not going to last, and you're going to constantly run into feeling like your needs aren't being met or your partner is going to feel like that. But just like communicate with them what you need. If they really love and care for you and want to work on this relationship and put the effort in to make it work, then they will. And if they don't, and if you don't, then this isn't the relationship for you guys. You guys aren't meant to be in this partnership together, because at the end of the day, a relationship is a partnership. It's a two-way street. If they wanted to, they would. And the same thing goes to you. If you wanted to, you would do something. You would prioritize them. And if it's the right fit, they would also appreciate and respect and find it attractive that you prioritize your own needs and set your own boundaries. Setting boundaries is so important, and not just saying them and not letting them hold true. I have learned, like in my most recent relationships, that the way you treat yourself and the way you show yourself love and your ability to communicate and set boundaries and actively respect them and hold true to them will be reciprocated in the way that your partner treats and respects and communicates with you back. If you do not set these boundaries, if you don't show yourself love and respect yourself, then your partner is going to walk all over you and think they can do whatever they want. But the minute you set those boundaries, the minute you show yourself love and communicate your needs and wants and stand behind them and hold true to them, they will respect you so much more for that. And I know it can be scary. I know you can feel needy, but the right person won't make you and your wants and needs feel like a burden or like they're too much. They will want to help and respect them. How do you handle friendships that you're outgrowing? It's definitely a tricky area, and it can be sad because you're losing a friend that you thought you were going to have for longer. But I also would like to remind you that sometimes we outgrow friendships and we take some time apart, but then we come back together and the relationship is healthier, it's better, it's stronger, and you kind of just have to trust the process. I also am a believer that some people come into our life for a season. Some come into our life for a reason, like to teach us something. And some people will just like always be there. And you never really know when you're getting into a friendship or relationship with someone what their role is going to be in your life. But if you're outgrowing a friendship and you feel like you are no longer aligned, you're not growing at the same place, it doesn't have to be this like full-fledged breakup. It doesn't have to have a hard end. You can just slowly distance yourself, stop reaching out, and you can still be like on good terms. You can still be like good acquaintances, but you don't have to be besties, and you shouldn't feel guilty if that's no longer serving you. I've outgrown relationships before. I've grown apart from people and we've come back together and our relationships are so much better. They're so much more fulfilling and in alignment. Now, life ebbs and flows. Relationships ebb and flow, and you kind of just have to take it for what it is. It's normal. It's not unique to you. Everyone goes through it, and that is okay. How not to worry about a serious relationship that's going well. I think sometimes it can be challenging, and I've been in this instance before, where something has been more serious and I have felt the desire to self-sabotage due to having previously had relationships that weren't healthy, that weren't going well. It's easy to kind of like gaslight yourself and to self-sabotage and to ruin things that don't need to be ruined. But I think if you just like take a step back and allow yourself to actively reflect and be aware of these thoughts and to work through them before taking action on them is something that really helps. I think communicating with your partner as well that you're feeling a certain type of way, if you're there, could definitely be helping. That could honestly bring you two closer, but it's totally normal. People experience this all the time. I don't want you to feel like there's something wrong with you for feeling that way, because there isn't. But just take the time to journal. If you go to therapy, speak to your therapist about it, speak to your friends about it, but there's no reason to stress or self-sabotage a healthy working relationship. You are allowed to be happy. You are allowed to have this. And you just have to remind yourself, when I feel like I'm going on this anxious spiral, thinking what if, should haves, you know, all the anxious, intrusive thoughts, or thinking that I'm undeserving of this, or thinking about when is the other shoe going to drop, I want you to really ground yourself and bring yourself to the present time. What are you doing right now in this moment? Take it day by day. Really just focus on being present in the now. It sounds so simple, and it truly is, and it can be harder said than done. Like, it's easier said than done, sorry. But there is so much calmness and peace and serenity in just being present in the now and taking it day by day and just trusting it. Just trust that this relationship is healthy and good, and don't try to work up and think like, oh, when is the other shoe going to drop? When is something bad going to happen? When are they going to cheat on me? When are they going to treat me bad? When are we going to fight, etc.? If you think that way, you're just going to put that energy into the universe, and you don't need that. And if those things do happen, you will be able to deal with it when it happens. You don't need to mentally try to prepare yourself for it. There's no point in stressing yourself out and making up all these ideas and potential outcomes or situations or scenarios in your head. It's not worth it. And it's only going to tarnish a relationship that's good and your perspective of it. So just be present in the now and trust that everything will happen as it should and when it should, and enjoy the ride. I think I'm going to end this episode here. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. I love reading your reviews. I love seeing you guys post that you're listening to Morning Ray on your Instagram stories, in your TikToks, whatever it may be. I love seeing it. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.